Profane graffiti tags were plastered across Victoria Park on Coldwater Road earlier this week, stoking outrage in the community about a group of youth who have allegedly been carrying out acts of crime around Orillia. On April 22, city staff discovered, and promptly removed, the graffiti during park inspections, but the incident is not the first to take place this spring. There have been various incidents of graffiti so far this spring throughout the city, including various parks and recreation facilities, said Melissa Gowanlock, the city's manager of communications. Residents are encouraged to contact the Ontario Provincial Police or City of Orillia bylaw to report incidents of graffiti within the city. In a social media post that circulated earlier this week, hundreds of commenters vented concerns about a local group of youth that have been seen engaging in various acts of crime. "They've done it at Hillcrest as well. Absolutely ridiculous," commented Sammy Cassandra. "These kids need to have consequences. Where are the parents? My 7-year-old knows better. It's a problem many on social media think is getting worse. What used to be 5 of them has now become 20, commented Kim Reed. "I've seen police remove homeless persons out of that park that were sleeping in. Yet these little punks can destroy city property all over the town with zero consequences. Something has to be done before someone gets killed," lamented Penny Boyd. Mayor Don McIsaac said he's aware of youth carrying out untoward acts of crime in the city, and called on residents to reach out to the opposite. "When people see this stuff, they should report it to the OPP just so they can get engaged. It's important that they deal directly with them," the mayor told Orillia Matters. OPP officials said there is no definitive evidence linking this week's graffiti incident to the group of youth many residents have seen around the city, but did say they are working on a strategy to begin addressing youth crime concerns. "There is some activity with a group of youth downtown. Our community mobilization unit has developed a strategy that we are putting into place right now that we're hoping to work with other community partners to try and combat the issues that are ongoing," said Orillia OPP Const. Brett Boniface. "Although the strategy is currently in its infancy," Boniface said the OPP are committed to addressing the issue. "Suffice to say that we are engaged, we are working, and investigating it as criminal acts," he said. "We are also looking to make sure that we connect youth in our community to positive resources. When crimes take place," Boniface encourages residents to reach out to the OPP via its non-emergency line, 1-888-310-1122, online reporting, or Crime Stoppers of Simcoe Dufferin Muskoka, 1-800-222-8477. If they wish to remain anonymous.